Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. When you look back at St. Louis on the Air programs you remember from the past year, what kind of content have you enjoyed the most? Politics, social issues, celebrity interviews? We have ways of gauging public interest in our programs by tracking visits to our St. Louis on the Air website stories. Producer Alex Hoyer took a closer look and compiled a top 20 list. I talked with him about it and asked about taking on this project.
The first reason is to figure out what works well on our website and what doesn't. We have a feeling that if you don't track what you're doing, that it's hard to recognize what people like to read and what kinds of segments we should be producing.
And in very general terms, what did you find?
We found that our content really engages with readers kind of in a different way than that of the newsroom content, in that the newsroom is covering the day-to-day stories. And while we here on St. Louis on the Air cover those day-to-day stories as well, because of the format of a talk show, we have the opportunity to really delve into topics that aren't pressing news stories, but we can delve into the history of St. Louis. And so one of the key things that I found was that our listeners and our readers really like to hear about historical topics. And several of the stories that we'll discuss are demonstrated in that fact. And then another thing I determined is that just digital things, such as a strong headline, makes a big difference in terms of what attracts a reader's attention. Another thing is news you can use. Several of the stories were pro and con headlines, So very practical stories that help our listeners and readers make an informed decision were also key. And then other things I mentioned, digital importance, the presence of a strong lead image. You need to have an image associated with a story, because someone doesn't want to click on a story that doesn't have some kind of interesting photo with it, we've generally found.
Is the tail wagging the dog in this kind of research, in that is it our job to give people what they ought to know, or what they want?
I think it's a little bit of both. And I know that's an easy answer to give, but I think that we have a certain responsibility as a news organization to give people the information that we think that they need to know. And our listeners also trust us to deliver them information that they value. So it's partly information that we think that they need to know, and they've told us in different ways that they like knowing it. But it's also slice-of-life type of stories, finding joy in our community when in the current news cycle it can be very difficult to do that kind of thing a lot of times.
And we also ask the audience throughout our organization here what they want.
We do. And one of the ongoing projects that we've had is called Curious Lewis, where people can submit a question, any question to us, and they are filtered into this special web content portal, and we assign reporters and sometimes staff on our talk show to research those questions. And so making the list at number 20, we ran a report of the top 20 most visited stories of St. Louis on the Air content, and the story that came in 20th place was a Curious Lewis story that was produced by one of our interns here, Char Dastin, and it was uncovering what remains of St. Louis's slave trading past, and it was about Bernard Lynch's slave pen that was in downtown St. Louis, and it was a fascinating story about how that slave pen came to be, how it was demolished. So that's one example.
It's certainly an eclectic list. I mean, it covers the waterfront, as they say. But one thing I noticed in looking at it is basically, the large majority of the stories, we're doing the first 6 months of the year. Does that mean we lost our touch during the last 6 months?
Well, to be sure, producing this show is a team effort. Mm-hmm. And one of our producers, Kelly Moffitt, left earlier this fall. And so I think that her expertise was in really crafting great headlines and great stories that will get traction online. And so I think that's part of the reason why most of these stories were in the beginning of the year. And it actually surprised me that a lot of these stories were during the summer, which is typically a slower time people consuming news content, we've found. But many of these stories were summer stories. And part of that had to do with the total solar eclipse that happened on August 21st. Two of the stories in the top 20, one was titled Six Things to Know About the August 21st Solar Eclipse Over St. Louis, from an author who has seen 5. And so that was an author, David Barron, who was in town for an expo about the total solar eclipse.
Yeah. And from that interview, I think we extracted some information that also made the top 20, correct?
We did. Another of the stories was a very practical how to know if your total solar eclipse glasses are legitimate. And so we had some optometrists from UMSLS, College of Optometry, come in and talk about safety, both looking at the sun and how to know if those glasses that you had were legitimate. Because I know that it was a big story that a lot of the eclipse glasses that were bought off of Amazon were refunded because Amazon could not verify the authenticity that they were legitimate.
It was an important part of the eclipse story. I mean, there was a clear and present danger of eye damage if you had the wrong glasses or no glasses at all.
Very much so, and not just temporary eye damage, permanent eye damage.
Yeah. Well, the eclipse story was number two. If I were guessing, I would have put it at number one, but that's just me. What surprised me is the story we had number one, the Books and Bros story. It's a good story, and I don't mean to diminish its importance. I'm surprised it's number one.
I was a little bit too, but we've also found one of the other trends is that stories can go viral. And this story went viral on Facebook, and it also got attention from Oprah, for example, and anything that gets the Oprah touch, it seems, can go viral. But the Books and Bros story was not just number one by a little. It had more than double the number of page views that the story in second place did.
And for those who didn't hear that particular program, it involves an 11-year-old boy who started a book club and talk about going viral. He's received since national acclaim for his work.
This 11-year-old kid, Sidney Keys, who's accomplished a great deal in his short life.
It's a great story. There are others here. What catches your eye aside from the one that you did?
Well, I did a few on this list, and I should say that that's not to brag or anything, because it takes a strong team here to do what we do. And just because there's a story that received or that didn't receive a lot of web traffic doesn't mean that it wasn't a good talk show, because there are things that are going to perform good on the radio that might not perform well online. But to your point, one of the stories that I reported on in June was about archaeological findings in St. Louis. And over the little more than 5 years that I've been here at St. Louis Public Radio, this is my favorite story to keep following. And that is how archaeologists from the Missouri Department of Transportation are uncovering remains of what St. Louis's past is. And I've been to their excavation dig site several times. They're right below the Poplar Street Bridge there. And so it's remarkable to think that this history is right under our noses and right under a road and the beginning of a bridge that thousands of people travel on every day.
What are some of the others that I know you've isolated some you think were perhaps more important in one way or another than others? What are some of the others that you look at here on this list and want to discuss?
One story that really surprised me, and it was actually the fifth most popular story, was an hour-long discussion that we did with an author who wrote a book about Jimmy Buffett. This was a show about Jimmy Buffett prior to him performing a concert out at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on July 5th. And so the guest was Ryan White, and he traced the history of Jimmy Buffett. And I'll admit that I am a fan of Jimmy Buffett, and I went to the concert. But it was strange to see that story do so well. And of course, a lot of people know about Parrot Heads, which are the community that really supports and loves Jimmy Buffett.
That doesn't surprise me one bit. I mean, Jimmy Buffett is so popular, and everything he touches is turned to gold. Another thing that doesn't surprise me here is the fact that Ann Allred's appearance on our program, the Channel 5 news anchor, was here, and she had that story of her overcoming a kidney problem and a kidney transplant situation. And, you know, it seems to me that personalities also attract audience.
I think that's true. That was in April that she was here. And for people that don't know her story, she was here during National Donate Life Month, which is in April. And she was talking about the importance of organ donations because she had suffered from severe renal failure due to a rare kidney disorder that she had. And she had just given birth, and she hadn't really given it a second thought because she'd just given emergency C-section to her daughter. And so she was unaware that her kidneys were failing. And so she talked about that remarkable time during her life and how she recovered from it. And last I heard, everybody's doing well there.
She's at full throttle. She's on every day now. And she's it's a remarkable story, no question about it.
Interestingly, with KSDK, I think one of the most popular stories in 2016 was when you talked with the retiring meteorologists, Mike Roberts and Cindy Pressler. That was one of the most popular stories that we had in 2016.
What about political news? I mean, we touch on a lot of political issues here, and I noticed that Proposition P, Proposition 2, the Confederate monument in Forest Park, all on the list. People are interested, I guess, on the day-to-day politics of their lives.
Yes, and these were three posts that were labeled pro and con, so readers seeing that automatically understand that they'll find out two different sides of the story. So Proposition P, the St. Louis County ballot measure regarding the funding for public safety, Prop 2, the funding for a stadium that did not pass, and then the Confederate monument, as you mentioned.
Time is winding down, Alex. What else comes to mind when you look at this list?
Another story is another piece that I produced about a Lebanese photographer who was visiting the United States, making a five-month RV trip throughout the country, and he was visiting all of the 40-plus communities named Lebanon in the United States. And I met him out in Lebanon, Illinois, and he was just a remarkable young guy who was traveling the country, wanted something different from his job working in finance in a war zone in Iraq, and he wanted to get away. And he uncovered a lot about this country while doing so. And that was an example of these kind of sound-rich audio pieces that we produce. And about a quarter of the stories that did well in terms of web traffic for St. Louis on the Air content were those in-depth pieces, sound-rich pieces that we do.
Well, okay. I'm sure we'll post all of the 20 stories on our website. But now that we have this data, where do we take it? What do we do with it?
We try to do some of the same. In the coming weeks, we're also going to pull a report of the 20 least visited stories, because that can also tell us what people don't like. But it can also tell us something also about the way that we promote and distribute stories as well. And I also think it's not fair to think that all of our content would do well online. I think that going into 2018, we strategically think about the resources that we invest into how we put this on-air show online, and we do some stories really, really well that enhance the content of what's happening on the air to online. And then some stories might just be okay to have a short description of who the guest is and what the topic was discussed, and that can just exist online a little bit.
All righty. Well, let's put this list on the line and have folks react to it.
We'll do that, Don. Thank you.
That's producer Alex Hoyer on the kinds of content you, our audience, seem to enjoy most on St. Louis on the Air. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.